As we begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today, I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 18, and I'm going to read something that was written by Moses, Deuteronomy 18, beginning in verse 15, and I think we'll read down to, we'll read to the end of the chapter, Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 22. And we're going to be reading about Moses, the servant of Jehovah, but particularly about how he was a type of Christ, and Christ is that prophet of whom Moses spake. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of October the 24th, 1926. The title is Joshua, Israel's New Leader. But we're beginning in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1, where it says, Now it came to pass after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister. And we're going to talk just a little bit about Moses before we get into that lesson. Now here's what I wanted to read to you. Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15. Moses writes, Jehovah thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall ye hearken, according to all that thou desirest of Jehovah thy God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of Jehovah my God. Let me see, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Jehovah said unto me, They have well said that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth. He shall speak unto them all that I shall command him, and it shall come to pass that whoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. I'm going to end there in verse 19. You know, those words remind me so much of the opening words of the book of Hebrews, where it says, God, who in sundry times in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And then in Hebrews chapter 2 it says, Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that he hath said. And that's what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 19. It shall come to pass that whoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. That sounded like a threat, doesn't it? Now, a prophet, according to Elam's notes here, a prophet is called a man of God because God revealed his will through the prophet, and he represented God to the people. This was especially true of Moses. God gave the law to Israel through Moses. And Moses is called the servant of Jehovah and the man of God. They were not titles. It was a description of who he was. What a blessed thing it is that all, in faith and service to God, can so live as to hear Jesus say in the end, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I often sing a song. Won't it be grand to hear him say, Well done. If I walk in heaven's light and shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me. What a glorious truth it is that all who come out of the world and keep unspotted from it can become sons and daughters of the Lord Almighty, children of God, men and women of God. But now let's turn our attention from Moses unto Joshua. It was after the children of Israel had wept for Joshua for 30 days, Deuteronomy 34:8, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister. Joshua was of the tribe of Ephraim. He was one of the sons of Joseph, and his name was at first Hosea. Now that name, Hosea, means help or salvation. But Moses, in Numbers 13, verse 8 and verse 16, Moses changed his name to Joshua. Joshua means a Savior, or God is salvation. In Numbers, in Nehemiah 8 and verse 17, he's called Jeshua, J-E-S-H-U-A. The Greek form of this name, Joshua, is Jesus. And Jesus, you remember, he was called Jesus in Matthew chapter 1 because he shall save his people from their sins. He is first mentioned, this is Joshua, he's first mentioned as a leader of the Israelites against the Amalekites at Rephidim. And soon after the Israelites left Egypt, he was one of the 12 spies sent from Kadesh Barnea to view the land of Canaan, and one of the two who had the courage to say that we could take it, Numbers chapter 14 and verse 6. He is called, in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1, Moses' minister, because he was Moses' attendant and served him in his work as lawgiver and leader. Thus, he was better prepared for his great work afterwards. He was 110 years old when he died, and you can check me out there by looking at the book of Judges, chapter 2 and verse 8. If the events narrated in the book of Joshua cover, as it is thought, a period of 26 or 27 years, he was 83 or 84 years of age at the time of our lesson, and 40 years younger when he left Egypt when he was born. It is said that he wholly followed Jehovah, Numbers chapter 32 and verse 12. He was a very faithful and dutiful man, and a leader and conqueror, a type of Jesus, our captain and leader against the host of Satan. His most distinguishing characteristic was courage, both physical and moral. Regardless of the choice others make, it was he who said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah," Joshua 24:15. Moral courage is necessary to make a true man or woman at any time. No one can be sincere, true, dutiful, and faithful who does not act upon the principle of right, regardless of consequences, and therefore regardless of what others may think and do. When one will do right for right's sake, he can be trusted anywhere and at all times. Well, Joshua was appointed to be Israel's new leader. Let me read to you from Numbers 27, verses 18 through 20. And Jehovah said unto Moses, "Take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight, and thou shalt put thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may obey." Jehovah said to Moses to take him and to do that. Joshua's called the son of Nun. That's N-U-N, Nun. Not that he didn't have a father or mother. It's not N-O-N-E, but N-U-N. And then we read that Moses did what God commanded. We learn from this that one who is not prepared for a work should not be chosen to perform it. Joshua was a man in whom was the Spirit. And Jehovah took of the Spirit that was on Moses and put it upon the 70 elders selected to assist him in Numbers 11, 24 and 25. And when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. But they did so no more. Why did Moses lay his hand on Joshua? Deuteronomy 34 states that Joshua was full of the Spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand upon him. That Moses had laid his hands upon him was given as a reason for saying he was full of the Spirit of wisdom. Also, Moses was to put his honor upon Joshua. Moses could not confer upon Joshua that which he himself did not possess. By laying his hands upon Joshua, in front of all of the people, Moses conferred upon him the spirit and honor which he himself possessed. Joshua was set before Eleazar, he and all that congregation, that they all might know that at the word of Eleazar they were to go out and come in. Having done this, Moses gave Joshua a charge in their sight. All this having been done, the children of Israel accepted Joshua as their leader and hearkened unto him, and did as Moses commanded, did as Jehovah commanded Moses, Deuteronomy 34:9. God had commanded them through Moses to hearken unto Joshua. By his 40 years of service in the wilderness, Joshua had been developed into a leader. Faithful in little, he became ruler over much. To him who had, more was given. God's purposes will not fail. We read in the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give them, even the children of Israel. Although Moses was dead, God had a man prepared to carry on the work. Moses left behind him his Joshua, Eli his Samuel, Elijah his Elisha, and Paul his Timothy. God's servants may die, but his work will never die. Great and good men die now, but God's church will stand forever. His purpose will never fail. He always finds men to carry on his work, although he goes to the bulrushes and mangers for them. Men fall in the wilderness of sin, or are martyred, as was Paul. But God's great work goes on into perfection and forever. But God's blessings are not unconditional. Arise and go over this Jordan. Joshua was not to lead the people over without the preparation. Thou and all this people. There were 601,730 men, 20 years old and upward, besides the tribe of Levi, Numbers chapter 26. And then we read in verses 2 through 9 what God said to Joshua. Let me read to you verse 3. Joshua chapter 1 in verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, to you have I given it, as I spake unto Moses. Every place. It is within the limits mentioned, verse 4. God repeats here to Joshua what he had said to Moses. This was not an unconditional gift. For if ye shall diligently keep all the commandments which I command you to do it, to love Jehovah your God, to walk in all his ways and cleave to him, then will Jehovah drive out these nations from before you, and ye shall dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourselves. Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 25. God makes promises, and God always keeps his promises. But when his promises are conditional, then we are obligated to meet those conditions to receive the promises that he has made. That is fundamental. And so we must always have our ear tuned to obey God.